Tonight, we'll be in the book of 1 John tonight. I'd ask you to turn there, 1 John chapter number 1, and we're going to begin reading in verse number 5, and that's all we're going to talk about tonight is one verse in the Bible, and that's verse number 5 tonight. And I really want to just preach tonight what God's laid on my heart this week, and that is this. This is the message. When you read this, he starts out, "This then is the message," in verse number 5, and that's what I want to go with tonight. This is the message. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of His Word tonight. The Bible says in 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 5, "This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all." Father, we love You and we thank You for this night. Lord, as Brother Joey's done prayed, I thank You tonight for these kids. I thank You for the parents that's allowed them to come. I thank You for the Holy Ghost that's in this place tonight. I thank You for the fun that they're having. I thank You for who they're learning about tonight, and that's You, Father. Lord, tonight, we just want to lift up the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray tonight that You watch over everything that we do at this church. I pray we point to no man but the man, Christ Jesus. And Lord, I pray tonight that You watch over us as a whole. Lord, I thank You so much that You are the light tonight, Father. And Lord, I thank You that when You come inside to live with a person, Father God, there's a light that comes on. No longer do we have to walk in darkness and live in darkness, but there's a light that comes on the inside. I thank You for that tonight. Lord God, tonight, whoever may not have a light, I pray tonight that You'd shine that light on them. And Father, tonight, whoever may have a light, but it's just running dim, Lord, I pray You'd brighten it up tonight for them, Father. Lord, we pray all this in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And we do ask it under the blood, and we ask it in Jesus' name. All of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. This is the message. As I read that this week and I studied it, this then is the message. In the time that you and I live in, I want you to think about this. In the time that you and I live in, there are more messages sent to people now than they've ever been before and ever been. I thought about this. He said, then this is the message. You think about what all is sent to you at the times that we live in. You have text messages that are sent out. You have email messages that are sent out. You have voicemail messages that are sent out. There's all kind of messages that you get in a week. Man, you think about all the messages that you get. You think about the messages you get that the contents that you get is no good or is of no value, or you may not even know the person that sent you that message, and you'll get a spam message. You'll get messages that are trash, that are of no good, and then you may get a message that stuns you, and you'll be like, man, I can't believe I got that message. And you say, preacher, what are you talking about tonight? I want to give you a message tonight that every time you read this, you should understand tonight that there is a message that we must receive tonight from the Word of God, and that is this. He said, then this is the message that God is light. I thank God for that tonight, that He is light. And I want to show you tonight as we go through this that God is light, what a light does tonight. I know light tonight, we got it in this building, we can see by it, and there's a lot of things you do with light. But I want to show you in the Scripture tonight, when He says that God is light, what He wants you and I to let that light do in our lives. I want to ask you tonight, have you ever tried to find something in the dark? Have you ever tried to find something in the dark? It's rough. It's not easy to find anything in the dark. Hey, if you said don't turn the light on and you go in a room, you may have been in there 100 times, but if you don't turn that light on when you go in, you won't find what you need. Well, tonight, God is that light in our lives. If we're in this place tonight and you say, preacher, I just need something tonight, it'll only come from God tonight because He is our light. We're going to do some flipping tonight, and I want to start, number one, that light, the light of God, God's light tonight, it displays warnings in our life. Now, you think about this when you go into town or somewhere, and I think about this on the school bus. When you see a school bus, what do you see? It's got lights all over it, don't it? When it's going to let somebody off or pick somebody up, there's caution lights. There's lights that are shining. Hey, when you go over a hill and they're doing work and there's men out working, you know what you have? You'll have a light that's flashing, and it's always a light. Tonight, if you look in this building, you got lights that says exit, and there is a way out. I got good news tonight. There's a way out of this world, and it's through God tonight. Amen? And as we look at this tonight, light displays warnings. There's caution, there's warning of hazardous conditions, and we must watch what we get into. And tonight, the Word of God, it always brings warnings to our life tonight. As we read the Word tonight, if you'll turn with me to Matthew chapter number 24, I want to look at verse number 4 and number 5 tonight on the display warnings that God's light brings to our life. Matthew chapter number 24 tonight, I'm talking about a light that produces warnings in your life. I told a man today, he come to the house and we was talking and I took him into my office there at the house. And as we got looking around inside that office, and he said, well, I see where you had went to seminary school and you went here. I said, yeah, but they stay in the corner. They're of no value to me. Let me show you what is a warning in my life that I always have in front of me when I study the Word of God. I've got a Bible laying there that's open, and that is my light tonight. But there's something else that he sent my way, and that is my indictment paper. That's where the sheriff had signed. And I knew he was familiar with the sheriff of Marion County. I knew he knew who he was, and I got that paper. And about the only thing you can see on that paper, Brother Whooper, it's been faded over 19 years, but there's one thing you can see written in black ink, and that is the sheriff's name, Kevin Williams. And I told him, I said, do you see what that is? He said, why is his name on that? And I explained to him, and I said, I want you to know, I lived that life and I lived in darkness, but when the light of God come into my life, there was a change. There was a change instant in my life. No longer was I deceived. No longer did I have to live in darkness, but now I live by the marvelous light of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And tonight, if you'll look with me in Matthew chapter number 24 and verse number 4 tonight, Jesus says here, he says, I give you warnings. I give you displays in your life that things need to change and they need to go this way. And he said, this is the message tonight. Look what he says in Matthew 24 and verse number 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. He said, I want you to take heed. He said, that is a warning tonight that no man deceive you. Friends, tonight he says in verse number 5, for many shall come in my name. He said, there's many that's going to come in my name. Have you ever tried to get to know somebody and they say, do you know so-and-so or do you know so-and-so? You know what they try to do? They keep trying to ask, do you know so-and-so, so they can get to where you are and know who you are. Well, tonight there's one person that I do know for sure, and that's Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. When he says here, don't let no man deceive you. Friends, tonight, if you know that you're doing wrong, and I know that I'm doing wrong, and I go to a brother and I say, what do you think about this or what do you think about that? And he agrees with me, even though I know it's wrong, he is trying to deceive me. But I don't know about you tonight, but I thank God for the light tonight and the written word tonight that brings warnings in my life. Look what he says. He said, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. He said, but I don't want you to be deceived, because the light of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is going to shine in your life. It's going to shine in your life, and it's going to let you know if it's of God or if it's not of God. As we went home the other night after the prayer meeting on Monday night, we got home and I walked into the house, and my daughter, she was just a boo-hoo, and I thought, my tears flowing down her face, and I thought, oh Lord, her and her boyfriend probably broke up. Y'all, can I get an amen? Y'all know what I'm talking about. I said, I didn't know it, and I don't know what to get into. Girls ain't like boys. Can I get a witness? They're not, I mean, boys, you go to them and say, hey, what's wrong with you? Hush that mess up. You can't do that with a girl. No, you can't do that with a girl. You got to be sensitive. You know what you do? You go to her mom and say, what's wrong with her? You see, the light bulb was on. I could see her facial expression. You know, you can tell a lot about a person by their face. You can tell if they're happy. You can tell if they're sad. You can tell if they're mad. You can tell if they're under conviction. You can tell if the light of God's in their life. You can tell things by a person's face. When you look into their eyes, you can tell a lot about them. And when she walked in, there was a warning there that something was going on. There was tears flowing. But I noticed something. Even though she was crying, she was chuckling a little bit. There's a little bit of laughter in there. And she said, just ask her what happened. I said, baby, what happened? She said, I got in that prayer room, Daddy, and it was my turn to pray, and I got to praying. I got praying in the Spirit, and the Holy Ghost came, glory to God, and the Holy Ghost come upon me. I thank God tonight that I got a daughter that knows what the Holy Ghost is. Can I get an amen? She said, Daddy, I got to praying. That Holy Ghost come upon me. I couldn't tell you what I was saying. All I knew is that light come on, and tears started flowing. I want you to know tonight, when she told me that, I said, thank God for that warning in our life. I said, well, baby, why are you crying? She said, I've been saved for many years, but it's been a while since that spirit got on me like that. Friends, tonight, what I'm trying to tell you is, when was the last time you seen the light of God all over your life? If the light's on the inside, it should shine on the outside. Amen? If the light's on the inside, it should shine on the outside. Man, I'm telling you, when her, we got to talking, and I hugged her up and I always kissed her on the forehead. I said, you know Daddy loves you. And every time I tell her Daddy loves her, she'd cry a little bit more. And it wasn't long. Get this tonight. Here's where it is. Here's where it gets with the daddy. I want to give you this. And here's how God does you. When you get to crying and that warning, you know you've done been away a little bit, and he hugs you up and he starts loving on you. And when he kissed her on the forehead and I pulled her a little bit closer, you know what she did? She was a little bit standoffish. Hey, but the more I hugged on her, I felt that old arm, Brother Whooper. I felt that old arm go around my back, and she started hugging up on me a little bit. Before I knew it, we done grabbed up in there, and I told her, I said, baby, I love you. Hey, you know what? Tonight, God's not against you. He's for you tonight. And when he gets on you in the right way, and that light comes on, he gives you a warning in your life. He's not against you. He is for you. You remember tonight, he's the one saved you. He's not against you. He is for you, and that's why he sends them warning lights in your life. There's one light my wife loves, and that's the gas light. Can I get a witness? That's one light she loves. It's the gas light. I mean, if that thing ever goes bad, she's out of gas on the side of the road. You know what I'm talking about? That gas light, she makes sure that bulb's working, and it's working well. Every time I get in that car, she says, it needs gas, and it does. You know what, tonight? Hey, God's put a light in your life. And when you get empty, and you get almost on, your tank's getting empty, and you ain't got no fuel on the inside, and spiritually you're running bankrupt, and you're running dry, and you're trying to run on your works and what you do. Friends, tonight, I got a good news tonight. You can come to that source tonight, and his name is God. And he will fill you up. He says, that's why I put that warning light in your life. He said, do not be deceived. Don't let no man deceive you tonight. The only one that can make that light come on in your life is God. Amen? Nobody but God makes that light come on in your life. He's the only one got the switch. He's the only one got the source to flip the light. He's the only one. But I see tonight, not only he said that God is light and he displays that warning, but let me show you something else that he does in the text tonight. He said, oh, glory to God. He said, lights, it displays warnings in our life. But number two, we're going to move on. He said, God is light. Light destroys darkness. Light destroys darkness. Brother Jake, you still up there? Brother Jake's done gone. Sound man done got out of here. Listen to me tonight. Light destroys darkness. I was going to show you that. Brother Jake could cut them lights off and it would be dark in here. But as soon as he flips that switch, the lights come on. Let me show you this in the text, if you will, with me to John chapter number 8 and verse number 12 tonight. Not only does the light produce them warnings and it displays that warning, but the light destroys the darkness that is in our life. It destroys that darkness. I want you to think about this tonight. The night that you got born again, the day, whatever it was, do you remember how good you felt? Yes. Why? Because the light come on. Man, I could see things more clearly. The things I couldn't see, now I see. And he says the light destroys darkness. When the light is on, get this, darkness has to flee. When the light comes on, darkness. You ever been in a room, you flip the light on, darkness flees. Darkness flees. Get this tonight in John 8:12. If there's any darkness around you, flip the light of God. Let God flip that light on. Get it away from you. You're around people that brings doom and gloom to you. Get around God. Let him flip that light on. Man, I'm telling you, get around somebody that the light's on in their life, and it'll come. It won't take long. It'll be on in your life. It won't take long. Hit that, Brother John. Y'all see? You see how quick that is? Hit it again, Brother John. Leave it right there. That's dark. If it was dark outside, it would be darker in here. But just as soon as he hits that light, I'm going to ask you a question. We're on Tom Bigby. And y'all know how the power goes out around here. I got good news tonight. Storms, weather, trees, debris, none of that has anything to do with the light God's trying to put in your life. Listen to me tonight. Nothing can distort it. Nothing can destroy it. Nothing can do nothing with it tonight. That light that he's put inside of you, it is there tonight. Now, how bright it burns is up to you tonight. How bright it burns. You see how Brother John, he barely lit that up and it started coming up a little bit. But when he full throttled it ahead, he gave you all you needed. Tonight, God's giving you all you need tonight. Let me show you this in John 8:12. He says, the light destroys darkness. When the light is on, darkness flees. Look what he says in John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, say, you noticed in Matthew, he said, and Jesus spoke unto them. And now he speaks again. If you want that light on, let Jesus speak to your life. You ever had somebody say, brother, I think you got something going on in your life. Brother Jerry, you got something going on in your life. You know? And you may not have knew you had anything going on at all. And all of a sudden you start thinking, well, do I? Then you start rehearsing everything in your mind. And then you have to do this. Was that of God or was that of man? See, when Jesus, there'll be no confusion when he speaks. There'll be no confusion when Jesus speaks. When man speaks, they may be confused. But when Jesus speaks, there's no confusion. You know his voice. He said, my sheep know me and they hear me. I know my sheep. My sheep know me. I know their voice. They know my voice. My sheep know my voice. They come. Let me show you this tonight in John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Man, that just does something for me. He that followeth me shall not maybe. He said, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. If you've been walking in darkness, it's because you're not following him. And I'll give you this night. You can be saved and still not be following Jesus. Do you know that? Y'all know that, right? You can be saved and not follow Jesus. And still be saved and not be following him. Peter didn't follow him. Not all the days of his life. He didn't follow him. He was a disciple, but he didn't follow him. Not all the days of his life. There was errors in his life. All the way through the Bible, you find people. You get this tonight. I want you to think about this. He said, he that followeth me. If you're getting in a dark place in your life, find Jesus, get where he's at, and just start following him. And it won't be long, you'll get out of that darkness and you'll be in the light. Let me show you this tonight. Then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I'm going to give you this. If Jesus is not your Savior, you are walking in darkness. He says, number one tonight, the message is this, that the light displays warnings in our life. The light destroys darkness that's in our life. I'm going to give you the third thing tonight. Light discovers what's hidden in our life. There's two things, since I've got a little older. When I first come to this church, there's two things I didn't need. One was a flashlight. Brandy said, go get this. I flip a light on, I'd find it. And number two, I didn't need these. Almost 10 years. I didn't need these glasses. But over time, these have to go on. And now here's what she'll do at home, and she knows this to be the truth. She'll say, can you fix this? I said, where's my glasses? She'll bring them to me. I said, where's the flashlight at? It's daylight. Why do you need the flashlight? I can't see the head of that screw. You see, sometimes being able to see, you need a light to see even more clearly. Does that make any sense? Sometimes you don't know what to do, but you just need a light to see even more clearly. And he said tonight that light, it'll discover what's hidden in our hearts. So once I start walking, I'm saved, I'm walking with Jesus. He said, this is the message, and I'm walking with him. Then he starts showing me more stuff that's hid in my life. I told y'all the story. I don't know if I told you the story or not. May I have? One time, Kaylee, she wanted to go do something. I can't remember what it was, but she wanted to go do something. I told her, I said, if that room's clean, you can go. Why do we do that with our kids? Clean it today and it's a mess tomorrow. Daddy, why's it got to be clean? I said, I can't help it. You got to be clean. One thing I did when I was in drug rehab, every morning we got up, you had to make your bed. Now when we get out of bed, I don't care if we're on vacation where we're at, bed had to be made. It was trained. It was inbred in. I couldn't help it. I would like for the bed to be made. Her bed, it is always made. She sleeps on top of it. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Somebody's getting something out of this tonight. Light will discover what's hidden in your heart. I said, you get that room clean. If that room's clean, you can go. She said, okay. About 45 minutes later, she came and said, it's clean, Daddy. I was thinking, man, I looked at it a while ago, and that'd take like 3 days to clean that thing. I mean, you get staph infection in there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, y'all know what I'm talking about. Oh, Lord. So I went in there and opened the door up, and I was like, what a miracle. I started looking around. Oh, this thing is spotless. I said, I know where it is. I know what she did with all of it. It's on the bed. It's on the bed. I reached down there and pulled. It's spotless. There's nothing on there. I'm thinking, that's my girl. She's acting like her daddy now. Son, we got this. And I reached to open that closet door. She said, don't look in there. Don't look in there. I said, why? Just don't look in there.
That's how we do God. We look all cleaned up on the inside, outside. Man, we look cleaned up. We look all dressed up and cleaned up, and we look good. And then when he comes, we say, don't look in there. You can look anywhere you want to, God. You can look on anything in my life, but just don't look there. Well, you know, as the Father, you know what I had to do. I had to open that door. And when I opened that door, I got it cracked about that much, and I just slammed it right back shut. And I said, this room ain't clean. Your closet is part of your room. Let me share this with you tonight. What you've got hidden in your closet of your heart is still part of you. And until God, you allow God to get every piece. I'm talking about God, even God, as great as he is and as big as he is light and everything. God, even himself, cannot put you back together if you don't give him every piece. You can give him 99 pieces of the puzzle, but if you hold one back, even he can't put it all back together again. He wants it all. And that's what he does. He wants it all. He wants them hidden parts. And I want to show you this tonight. He said even the light, it'll bring out what is hidden. Turn with me, if you will, tonight to Psalm chapter number 94 and verse number 11 tonight. Psalm 94 and verse number 11 tonight. I want to share this with you. He says tonight that the light discovers what is hidden on the inside. God is light, and it discovers what's hidden on the inside. Psalm 94, 11. And here it is. The Lord knoweth. He knows. The Lord knoweth. Nobody else knows. Nobody else knows. They might get close. You may think they can read your mail. They can't. You may think they know what's going on. They don't. Nobody knows your heart. Not even you. The Bible says we don't even know how wicked our heart really is. But there is one that does, and his name's God. What he says, Psalm 94:11, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity, or that they are empty. Let me show you this tonight. He said, the light discovers what's hidden. He said, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. When that light comes to the thoughts of man, to the mind, to the heart, that light, it'll shine. It'll shine on the individual, and we know what it'll do. Not only will that light shine, but that light will show you what is hidden deep down in your heart, or deep down in your closet, deep down in your soul, deep in them dark places. You ever thought of something years ago, and it just popped up in your mind, and you thought, man, get back. Get back. Who brought that up? Get back. If it's not been asked for forgiveness for it, who brought that up? Holy Spirit. Let me give you this tonight. He says the light shines, the light shows, and the light will spare you. Why? Because he don't let us live the way we want to. That light's what shines and it shows. Last point tonight, and we'll close. I want to give you this. This is the message tonight. I want you to get this, that God is light. Number one, the light displays warnings. You have warning lights. Number two, the light destroys darkness. You stay around that light, you let God lead you, and that darkness will be gone. Number three, the light discovers what's hidden on the inside. If you'll turn with me to John chapter number 3 and verse number 16, the light delivers the message. Light delivers the message. When we do have a sound man up there and he's running these screens and these projectors come on. But David Whitaker, you're pretty smart, feller. What puts that light on that wall? Well, I mean, what puts that message on that wall? Light. When that comes on, that projects and it shoots a light and it puts the message. You know what God did 2,000 years ago? He brought light to a lost and dying world. When he sent his son Jesus, he sent a light. He sent a light, and it said that the men rejected him because men would rather walk in darkness than in light. And he sent that light. And when that light comes, I want you to get this, the message comes by the light in no other way. John 3:16, the Bible says, I want to share this with you. We're talking about that light that the message comes through.
That message comes through that light and it shines where we need it to shine. The Bible says in John 3:16, For God so loved the world. That's the message. That's the message. For God loved the world. There's your message. God loved the world. And here's your light. Man, if I just ever get to the place in my life where I can understand John 3:16 in its whole entirety and everything that it wants me to do, my joy will be full. You know when your joy gets when it gets a little low is when you look at other people. You look how other people's living. You say, man, if they was a Christian, they wouldn't do. You're judging. I'm judging. Man, they wouldn't do. They're judging. You know what it'll do to you? What it'll do to me? It'll rob my joy. Rob my peace. But when I read John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world. That's when it was lost. That's when everybody there was, I mean, they was lost. But God commended his love toward us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. For God so loved the world, and here's the light, that he gave his only begotten Son. He said he loved the world so much that he sent that light. He sent that light in humanity form that we may have an opportunity to let that light live inside of us. If that light is on the inside of me, I should shine a little bit. A little bit. You know what I'm saying? There should be a glow. There should be something going on if that light's on the inside of me. And wherever I go and wherever you go, when I walk into a place and there's darkness and there's filth and there's all that, when I walk in there, there ought to be a little bit of light in that room no matter how dark the world gets. You know, the darker the place, the brighter the light. You know that. Brother Shea, you coon hunt. You and Brother Gary. You ain't going to go out there with a dim light. Why? A lot more darkness than there are light out there. You go out there, you want a bright light. You want a light to see where you're going and what you're doing. He says this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, don't leave nobody out. He said this light can come to anybody, any place, anywhere, anytime. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have temporal life. No. No. No temporal life. Not no saved today and lost tomorrow, here today and lost. No. If they but have everlasting life. What produces that everlasting life? Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave. What did he give us? He gave us that light. He gave us that light. We live in a world that's full of darkness. You know that and I know that. But if all I do is look at the darkness, it won't be long. All I'll see is darkness. All I'll see is darkness. I want to see some good, don't you? And the only way I'm going to see good is look at the light. Look at the light. Keep your eyes on the light. If I can give you anything tonight, this is the message. Keep your eye on the light. God is light. Keep your eye on that light. Keep your eye on what he's doing in your life. Keep your eye, keep your eye, keep your eye, keep your eye. Had a preacher call me this week. And when he called, you know when somebody calls you, you know if it's doom or gloom. Right? You ever get a phone call like that? Yeah, I mean, you know when it rings. And usually he's upbeat, man. I said, hello, what's going on, man? Bro, what's going on? I said, man, loving Jesus, what about you? And he started in, how's church going? I said, man, it's going better than ever. Let me tell you what God's doing. When God phoned, he said, man, I need to hear that. Since February the 21st, God has saved 39 people that I know of. Let's confess Jesus Christ that the light's come in. Since February 21st. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of folks that's been born again. He said, well, how do you know if they're all saved or not? It's not my job to know if they're all saved or not. He said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, if they call, that's between them and God. All I know is they call on the Lord, that's between them and God. That light that comes inside of them. Get telling the people that. When somebody, what I'm trying to say is, when it's doom and gloom, shine the light. When it's dark, shine the light. When they're whining, shine the light. When they're complaining, shine the light. When they don't understand, shine the light.
When they don't know what to do, shine the light. Let that light shine. You know why? The Bible says, let your light shine that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Here's the thing. Do you remember when you was a kid, and I'm going to quit with this. Do you remember when you was a kid, you're going down the road, it's dark, and you say, Mama, why? Can you cut on the interior light, please? She cut it on. She said, you got to hurry up, that light's blinding me. I can't see them cars coming. Too much light in this car. Okay, I ain't never drove. But then one day I turned 16 years of age. And as we get older, the other night, man, y'all think I'm crazy. You can't get too much light. You can't get too much light. Make you feel good, don't it? We was going down the road and he was whining. Brandon said, come on the interior light. Oh, well, that mess you up. I said, let me tell you something. That light on the inside will not mess you up. And when I said that, you know what God said? He said, you're exactly right. That light on the inside has nothing. Whoa, glory. That light that you've got on the inside will not mess you up. You flip that light on. You let that light come alive in your life. You flip that light on. Let that light shine. It's not going to mess you up as you go down life's highway. It won't mess you up. I promise you. You leave that light on no matter where you go, no matter where you're at. You leave that light on in your life. Do not put it out. Do not try to blow it out. You keep that light shining in your life. I said, my mama's told me that all my life. Cut that light off. I can't see the car coming. What can I do with that? Leave that light on. You'll get this when you get home. Right now you think he done lost his mind. But that light that's on, you'll be able to see more clearly. If you're hunting for something tonight, you're only going to find it when the light comes on. You ever been reading the Bible and you just didn't get it? And you go back and read it in about 2 or 3 weeks and the light come on? It wasn't my light, and it wasn't your light. He's the light. The Bible says God is light. And in him, there's no darkness. That tells me there's not even a shadow in heaven. Sister Pat said there's not even a shadow around him. He couldn't even look on Jesus because of the darkness of the sin. He had to turn his back on his own son. Why did he turn his back on Jesus? Because he loved you and he loved me. He loved you and he loved me. I read a story this week. This daddy, he had a son, and the son got real sick. And he asked this young preacher, he said, because of the sin that I'm living in my life, because of my sin, do you think that that's why my son's being punished right now? That's what he asked the young preacher. And the young preacher looked at him and he said, no, God's not doing you that way. And the daddy looked at him and he said, what? He said, no, he punished his son because of it. Jesus, God punished his son because of my sin. He punished his son because of my sin. He's not punishing my wife. He's not punishing my little boy. He's not punishing my daughter. He punished his son. He punished his son because of my sin. And if that ain't light and that ain't love, I don't know what it is. Tonight, here's my thing. If you need a light tonight, God is that light. Let us pray. Father, I love you and I thank you tonight. Father, I thank you for these people that's in this room. I pray tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, whoever that might be walking in darkness, might be walking in dark places, walking in places they just need a light to shine. Father, I pray tonight that light bulb will come on in their life. Father, I pray tonight it just come on so quick, Father. Lord, they just get a joy that passes all understanding. Lord, a peace. Lord, I pray for that tonight. Father, I thank you for who the Son sets free is free indeed. Father, your Bible don't say back in bondage. It says who the Son sets free. Oh, if you've been set free by the Son, you're free indeed. Father, I can't argue with the Word. The Word's the Word. And Father, I stand on that book, and I thank you for it. I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say, amen. Hey, we're going to have a little fun too, amen.